May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. The king shall come, that apparently was what my son thought not too long ago, when as I was driving down my street approaching home after a day, I suddenly saw him scurrying around the front yard, hastening to accomplish what I had commanded that morning. When he comes, behavior tends to change. Now that's because in the light of his coming, we see who we are, or perhaps are not. That's the great gift of Advent, gentlemen. It's one of those ecclesiastical seasons that force us to define ourselves. That is to say, if we keep steadfastly before our eyes his coming. It's not by accident that notions of judgment pervade Advent. His coming judges. Just like my coming, Judge John Andrew. Coming down the street, suddenly we all knew he was a slaggard. And he had spent a lot of his time, at least in the light of my coming, on frivolities. They may have been fun, they might even have been important, but they were not what the Father had commanded. And so Paul speaks to the people of Thessalonica and to us, of course, knowing that in fact we are in the last days. Not just the last days in some sort of vague chronological sense, but in the last days, that is to say, time whose significance is revealed by the fact of God's coming. And so what we do and what we say and what we believe reveals exactly who we in fact are. And hence, not surprisingly, the language of Paul is exhortatory, sternly so. And he uses heavy words, such as faithful, strengthen, guard. Because faith, to put it in modern slang, as Paul says, faith is not everybody's bag. There's resistance. It's not easy to live in the last days in the light of his coming, because our entire tendency is to do something else and to go the easy path. And where there's resistance, to give in, to accommodate, or what have you. But steadfastness is the note here. Indeed, God is faithful. So stay the course. It's precisely because God seems to be absent that what we do and think and say often seems not to have this revelatory character that I've talked about. Maybe it doesn't matter, John Andrew must have thought, if I just throw 20 more footballs with my friends. Maybe it doesn't matter if I just give in here and there. It matters. As Paul reminded the Thessalonian listeners, who you are is not determined and defined by what you shall become, what you in fact are now. Because the God who comes is not far away, He's near. His coming will simply be that flash of light that shines in the darkness and shows it for what it is. Hence, what to do? Well, for beginners, pray a lot. Because when everything is said and done, you're against some pretty stiff competition, like the evil one. And over against that one, only God will strengthen and support. And so this final prayer, may the Lord direct your heart to the love of God. Oh, thank goodness, what cool water from the brooks of Eden that is. The love of God. Oh, it unfortunately takes on a certain character by that second portion. And to the steadfastness of Christ. That is to say, may your hearts be directed to be immovable like He was, nailed to the cross, and tempted by doubt, and Satan, and sin, and death, said, not my will, but yours be done, and Father, into thy hands I commend my life. That immovability, in the midst of extreme torments, doubts, anxieties, desertions, and finally darkness of our own mortality. May your heart be directed to that. I suspect Paul means, and there, if you stand steadfast, you will know God as the faithful and loving one, who will not desert. It's not by accident that in the only mention of any particular person in John's seven letters in the Apocalypse, he mentions a certain one who has been martyred and speaks in that context what has become a common baptismal passage. Be thou pistos, faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. The King shall come. He is coming. And He shines in our hearts and illumines what's there. And whether or not we are willing to stand by what's there tells ourselves if we are true to our own introspection, whether we are prepared as Advent wills us to be. May the King who comes lead your hearts into the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ.